With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Ooh, I love that you're playing the air tambourine.
Oh, that's
not nice. Enough air tambourine.
Not
that's right.
At all.
Listen,
do I get
listen
crazy?
To it.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah,
that's such a good job. Yeah. By the way, Gavin's record is 8-0.
8-0, boy.
We played on Thursday since Katie, you weren't here, and Gavin only missed one. Do you know what the original name of Saved by the Bell was before it became Saved by the Bell?
Oh, I did it one time. I can't remember now.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yes.
Gavin got that wrong.
Yeah.
He had no idea.
Yep.
That means today, Kathy is going to try and take down Kathy.
Nope.
Kathy is going to try and take down Katie.
There we go.
This morning from Antelope. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
It's too similar.
You are a tax board state worker. What does that entail?
I deal with taxes every day.
Man, I'll bet you party.
You work for the state?
Yes.
Do you know my husband Mike?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, too bad.
One of these days it's gonna happen.
Too bad for you.
He also works in an exciting department.
IT.
Does he work where I work?
No, he doesn't. I just assume you guys all know each other.
Okay.
No.
all right, Kathy, do us a favor. Kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Okay.
Okay, time to go, Katie. Kathy, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $40, but if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gavin, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one. In Iowa City, Iowa, cops escorted a 20-year-old out of the bar and saw that his ID was fake. How did they know? It was from Hawaii with the name McLovin with a June 1981 date of birth. The guy was charged with possession of a fake ID and public intox. What movie is the character McLovin from?
3 seconds. 3, 2,
Superbad.
Question two. On this day in 1890, future president of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, was born near Abilene, Texas. He would serve as the supreme commander of NATO forces during World War II before being elected president in 1952. Spell Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. E-I-S-E-N-H-O-W-E-R.
Question three. A Canadian tattoo artist named Jesse Zabos is so good at his job that he has a waiting list that's over a year long, and you're not allowed to request what you want from him. That's right. He tattoos whatever he wants on you. It's actually pretty common.
It is?
At tattoo conventions, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He lives in Saskatchewan. There are 12 other provinces and territories in Canada. Name two of them.
Territories in Canada?
Yes. You don't get credit for repeating the question. 3 seconds.
Alberta, Canada, and Ontario, Canada.
Okay. You can stop there if you want to.
Sure.
Okay,
good. Question four. Mindy Kaling from The Office says she believes her producer's credit was purposely left off of the show's Emmy nomination for Outstanding Comedy Series because she is a woman of color. The Academy said it was because there were too many producers to be considered. What was the name of her character on The Office?
Three seconds. Three, 2, 1.
All right. Oh, no. And question 5, former Pittsburgh Steeler running back D'Angelo Williams said he will be sponsoring 500 mammograms to honor his mother who died of breast cancer in 1984.
That's awesome.
Williams also lost 4 aunts, all before the age of 50. Let's say each mammogram is $250. How much will all 500 mammograms cost?
$125,000.
Katie! She is back in the room.
Air tambourine.
Hello. Okay. Still doing it.
Okay, good.
All right. He hasn't stopped.
He doesn't stop. All right, Katie, you are going for your 304th win today.
Oh.
Behind the scenes, we're doing it right now. If you want to watch Are You Smarter Than Katie live on our Instagram Live, give us a follow. And 106.5. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question 1. In Iowa City, Iowa, cops escorted a 20-year-old out of a bar that saw... Let me start over.
Oh.
In Iowa City, Iowa, cops escorted a 20-year-old out of a bar and saw that his ID was fake. How did they know? It was from Hawaii with the name McLovin and a June 1981 date of birth. The guy was charged with possession of a fake ID in public in talks. What movie is the character McLovin from?
Superbad.
Correct.
You should really watch our Instagram Live because Katie knows when she knows the answer and you're still talking.
Uh-huh.
She always does this. She closes her eyes and she arches her head like a cat that found a sunny spot.
Question 2. On this day in 1890, future president of the United States Dwight D. Eisenhower is born near Abilene, Texas. He would soon be elected president in 1952. Spell Eisenhower.
Okay. E-I-S-E-N-H-O-W-E-R. Eisenhower.
Man, you hit your stride on that.
Woo!
You just started the high knee around the track.
Yeah, I did.
Question 3. A Canadian tattoo artist named Jesse Zabos is so good at his job that he has a waiting list that's over a year long, and you're not allowed to request what you want from him. He lives in Saskatchewan. There are 12 other provinces and territories in Canada. Name 2 of them.
British Columbia and Quebec. Oh! I'll be honest, I do not know what a territory is. It's like a city, state? Is it kind of what's it like?
It's
like a state.
Blotch of land.
Okay, but they call it like, okay.
One of them's even called the Northwest Territories.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah.
Question 4, Mindy Kaling. Am I saying that right, Gavin, by the way?
Kaling.
Mindy Kaling from The Office says she believes her producer's credit was purposely left off the show's Emmy nomination for Outstanding Comedy Series because she is a woman of color. The Academy said it was because there are too many producers to be considered. What was the name of her character on The Office?
Oh, Kelly Kapoor.
Correct.
I believe the Academy on that. If you ever watch any episode of The Office, when they're going through the producers, it seemed like anyone who was on the show was a producer of the show.
Right.
But she was the only one that got left off.
Was she the only one?
Yeah. Yeah, that was what she said.
I mean, if she was the...
I can't believe that's true either.
Either way, she shouldn't have been left off.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty messed up.
Unless there's too many producers to be considered.
Question 5, former Pittsburgh Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams said he will be sponsoring 500 mammograms to honor his mother, who died of breast cancer in 2014. Williams also lost 4 aunts before the age of 50.
Jeez.
Let's say each mammogram is $250. How much will all 500 mammograms cost?
Okay. Here. There.
She's doing it? Oh, my God.
Shush. 5, 10.
She's got the zeros.
Oh, my God. You're screwing me up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
I don't know what I'm doing to screw you up.
And you won't shut up.
Her pen is running out. 3 seconds.
5. Okay.
3.
Okay.
2.
$125,000.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
I know that people are going to say I had too much time, but the second you start speaking, my brain goes to darkness.
Wow.
Like we're just shutting off an old TV. Just zoop.
You're telling this like we don't already know.
Well, then maybe make him shut up.
I don't have say in this matter.
You're on the committee.
File a grievance. I wish you would.
I wish you would.
All right, today's final score, Kathy 4, Katie 5. She got all 5 right. She did it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You're not allowed to silly string your own wind.
Yeah, when did that start happening?
When I started confiscating these and hiding them in places that you guys couldn't find.
Who told her where our silly string supply is? Silly string is annoying.
It got in my mouth. All right. Well, add $20 to the jackpot. I'm out of breath. Well, tomorrow we'll play for $60. Her record, 304 wins and 56 losses.
I need a nap.
Kathy, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I'll try again tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.